San Diego's $500 million housing gamble, and why the math is harder than it looks. The San Diego City Council voted 7-2 on Tuesday, July 28th, to approve what may be the most ambitious housing reform package the city has seen in a generation. At its center is a $500 million affordable housing trust fund, assembled from three distinct revenue streams: $200 million redirected from tax increment financing, $150 million from a new commercial linkage fee on office and retail developments exceeding 25,000 square feet, and $150 million in anticipated federal and state matching funds, the last of which remains the least guaranteed portion of the package. The fund carries an explicit priority structure. Permanent supportive housing for the chronically unhoused comes first, followed by workforce housing for households earning between 80 and 120% of area median income. The school teacher, the firefighter, the hospital technician who earns too much for low-income programs but cannot afford market-rate homes. Senior housing and family-sized units of three or more bedrooms round out the priorities. The latter, a deliberate departure from San Diego's historical tendency to build studios and one-bedrooms that pencil out more easily for developers. Paired with the trust fund is a density bonus structure tied to transit corridors. Developers building near the trolley blue, orange, and planned purple lines may now construct up to 50% more units than current zoning permits. City planners project the change will yield roughly 12,000 additional housing units over the next decade, a meaningful number against a county shortage estimated at more than 80,000 units, but not a solution on its own. Separately, on July 20th, the council passed Resolution R316897 endorsing four state assembly bills, AB 1903, 1406, 1070, and 1834, all aimed at expanding affordable homeownership statewide, signaling to Sacramento that San Diego wants the legislature to move in the same direction. The heat crisis added its own policy footnote. San Diego County Parks and Recreation confirmed on Saturday, August 1st, that El Capitan Preserve near Lakeside, Hellhole Canyon Preserve in Valley Center, and Mount Gower Preserve in Ramona are all closed for the entire month of August. They join Agua Caliente Regional Park and Vallecito County Park, shuttered since Memorial Day weekend. County meteorologist Sam Zuber reported that Valley Center and Lakeside are running 5 to 7 degrees above normal for early August, while Ramona is 9 to 11 degrees above average. A slight cool down is expected by week's end, Zuber said, though slight is doing considerable work in that forecast.